Well, today's homily comes to us from the 4 o'clock afternoon mass on Saturday, September 11th. And the reading is based on Mark, where Mark is speaking to the apostles, and he asks them, who do the people say he is? And of course, the response is, well, some say Elijah, some say one of the prophets, some say John the Baptist. And then he says, well, who do you say I am? And then Peter says, we believe that you are the Christ, you are the Son of God. But of course, in the next passage, where Jesus announces that he will suffer at the hands of the chief priests and the Pharisees and the scribes, and then he will die, but then he will rise again. And of course, Peter turns around and says, God forbid this would happen to you. Well, I explain this whole reason for all of this and the whole story in light of the fact of a suggestion that a parishioner gave to me, which I mention in the homily as well at the very beginning. And it brings to light, remember that you too can share with me what you think, or a subject you think I should preach on, or whatever the case may be. And you can do that because that's important. I can always preach on what I think is important, but when I hear your import, then that gives me a better understanding what it is that the people may want to hear. So you'll hear that at the very beginning of the homily. This comes to us from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the 4 o'clock p.m. Mass. And by the way, I had trouble with my teleprompter, but I don't think you'll be able to pick up on that. So anyway, here's the homily. As you know, I encourage people to have an input in my homily. And you can check out the website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and follow the instructions. And through that, give your input into each homily I have every week. This week, I was asked by a parishioner to discuss Our Lady in light of the fact that this Sunday falls between two celebrations of Mary, the Nativity of Mary on November 8th and the Memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows on September 15th. And then obviously the issue that it falls the day after, the Sunday actually falls the day after September 11th, which of course is today. So let us look at the gospel reading. Jesus asked the question, whom do people think he is? And there is a response. Some say Elijah, some say one of the prophets. And so we look at that. Now, when they say Elijah, Elijah never died. So it's possible that he could return. And that also is significant because Elijah battled with Queen Jezebel, and Queen Jezebel obviously lost. She was the most evil woman in the Bible, and through the grace of God, in a sense, he won. Others say that Jesus is John the Baptist, returned from the dead. That actually would not make sense because Jesus and John were contemporaries. Still others say that Jesus is one of the prophets, and many in the Jewish community hold this belief to this day. Peter recognizes that Jesus is the Messiah. How, even though many knew of the coming of a Messiah, no one knew who this Messiah would be. They also believed that he would become a military leader who would overthrow the Romans and return Judah to a sovereign state. Do you remember January 6th? Do you remember the rally beforehand and the rallies previous? Do you remember the people holding signs that say Jesus for president? As you can see, there are still people who hold these kinds of ideas. We learn that Jesus will be defeated by the leaders of the people. He will be executed by representatives of the human race, Jews and Gentiles, and he will die. However, 3 days later, he will resurrect. This confronts the apostles' understanding of Jesus. This cannot happen, they believed, because he must be the new king and he has to overthrow the Romans. They had not understood the mission of Jesus beyond human terms. Now, behind the scenes to all of this is the silence of Mary. Mary speaks little in the Bible, and we see that she is behind the scenes all the time. We also realize that she is surprised by Jesus' resurrection and celebrates with everyone. Why? Mary has a deep wisdom that roots itself in the trust of God. She is the one who says that she will accept God's will, and she goes through all the trials and tribulations that we know today
okay because she says yes to God. She gives herself completely over to God's will, although she does not fully know what his will involve. Whatever Jesus says, she may not understand because she accepts, but she accepts because of her intense trust. It is this attitude that we have a calling to embrace in Christ, to model that attitude. We embrace that attitude by being completely obedient to Christ. But notice I said Christ, obedient to Christ, not to me, even though I am the administrator, but to Christ. We need to be in relationship to him, and we need to trust him. However, the more we trust, the more we can expect things are not going to go our way. They're going to go God's way. And this is what Mary understood. She did not fight against the Roman authorities, even when they arrested her son. What she did is she understood that despite appearances to the contrary, that God was still in charge. This was Mary's total trust. Wednesday, as I said, is the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, which are the seven sorrows of Mary. And they are the prophecy of Simeon that her heart would be pierced, which we understand is a sort of sorrow, the flight into Egypt, Jesus lost in the temple, Mary meets Jesus on the way of the cross, Mary sees Jesus die on the cross, Mary holds Jesus' body in her hands. Through all these sorrows, she trusted completely that these things had to happen for God's will to occur, and that is the salvation of souls. Now let me get back to the images I brought forth. The apostles thought that Jesus was going to overthrow the Romans. And one reason why he was crucified is the leaders of the Jews saw that this was just not possible. They thought he was an imposter, and in this revolution against the Romans, the Romans would march in and wipe out the temple and the whole Jewish way of life, which, by the way, they eventually did in 70 AD. However, Jesus was actually planning to do something even greater than anyone imagined, even Mary. She had to trust and know what was happening was going to be powerful. So she suffered in silent expectation. This is a day to look at what we expect of Jesus is never as great as what he seeks to accomplish. Further, we can see that the powerful attitude we can have is total trust in Christ, which I tell you is difficult, but Mary understood that was the attitude to have, even when things go wrong. In the Our Father, the third petition is, of course, may your will be done. And so we see that petition that we say, regardless of what happens, we know that God's will, we seek it to be done, and we know that it will be done. And so it is that total trust, that total obedience to Christ that we have, that total way of living that we model after Mary. And that's an important thing to keep in mind. In her silence, she trusted always. And this particular day, we remember. We also remember this as the weekend of September 11th. Never forget that they found a cross at the base of the scene of the terrorist attack. And this coming week, we celebrate the triumph of the cross because the cross always triumphs. And Mary understood that.
You're listening to The Voice of St. Anthony Parish, Malston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to Bible.com. usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. You can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can connect to the parish. And don't forget, tomorrow night on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, we have our St. Thomas Aquinas discussion. And so you're welcome to experience that at 43 Holton Street. And you can find more information over at catholicaudiomedia.com and click on the parish. You can send us feedback, suggestions for a homily. You can send us prayer requests. You can send a donation. You can do all kinds of things over at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. So you heard my homily. And by the way, I said just before it came up that I was having all kinds of trouble with my teleprompter. I don't make any bones about the fact that I use a teleprompter. And if you ever come to the Mass, you'll see a little computer sitting in front of the altar. And that's my teleprompter. And sometimes it works great, and other times it works poorly. And actually, towards the end of that homily, the teleprompter ended up in the completely wrong spot altogether. So, and I knew enough of the homily to not need the teleprompter to continue it. But like I said, sometimes it's great, other times it isn't. And one of the reasons why I use a teleprompter, by the way, is I want to make sure I say exactly what I want to say. And that's important. I can always do it off the top of my head, and I will give you a general idea of what I want to say. But sometimes, and most of the time, I want to be pretty exact. I want you to have an understanding of exactly what I'm talking about. And of course, as I said, this particular homily was a suggestion, because here in the Catholic Church, this Sunday, besides being the Sunday of the weekend of September 11th, but it falls right literally dead set between two Marian celebrations. One is the Feast of the Nativity, which is the 8th of September, and the other is Our Lady of Sorrows, which is the 15th of September. And right dead center in the middle was this weekend. And so one of the parishioners came up and said, you know, in light of that, maybe you'd want to do a Marian theme in the homily. I said, sure, I can put something together. Let me, you know, study the readings and see what I can come up with. And that was a fascinating thing to realize, that Mary was, she wasn't a fighter. She knew the bigger picture, and she patiently and silently allowed this to happen because she knew something bigger was coming. We'll see. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.